This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Dean Weingarten from Rider Extraordinaire at Ammo Land. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, in just a matter of 2 days, we got numbers 28 and 29 into the permitless slash constitutional carry, which I believe we're beginning to see a distinction between true constitutional carry, which is no holds barred, versus permitless carry, where they have some holds in place. Would you agree with that analysis?
Yeah. What we have is, and it's become sort of a, it's more of a spectrum, because there are some places where there's almost no limitation on carrying without a permit, although that always is a little bit. And then there's places like Florida, where you really have just permitless carry concealed.
Right.
You still mostly, I mean, there are some exceptions, but you mostly can't carry openly in Florida, even though you can carry concealed without a permit. So, but, and it's kind of weird. Like in Arizona, we have constitutional carry, but you can only carry in a bar if it's concealed and you have a permit. But in North Dakota, now I might be confusing it with South. In one of the Dakotas, there, I'll say it that way, you can only carry in a bar if you carry openly.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you have a permit or not. So, you know, there's all these little permutations. And, you know, there's, I think it was, I don't know, it was a Bismarck's famous quote, whoever it was, that said that you don't want to, if you enjoy sausages, or the rule of law, you don't want to see them being made. And there's all, you know, some legislator has a quirk, and he won't vote for the bill unless you include his quirk in the law. And so that just happens that way sometimes. In the law that recently was passed in Louisiana, they've been working on getting this law for a long time. And 2 years ago, well, I guess it's more than 2 years, so it's 2021. They passed the constitutional carry bill there. So it was a decent bill, I believe. And they passed it with overwhelming majorities. In fact, veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate. But then Governor, Democrat, Bel Edwards, I believe, He decided to veto it. And he was able to make the veto stick because governors, especially in Louisiana, have a lot of power to appoint people to boards and to, you know, work against someone's reelection, whatever. And so he made it stick. But I predicted that when they got a Republican governor, they would pass constitutional carry fairly quickly, and they have done so. So on March 5th of this year, Governor Landry, that's only 2 days ago, signed the bill SB1. I think SB stands for Senate Bill 1, into law, and it's now known as Act Number 1. Now, because they wanted some symbolism with it, they included that it would go into effect on July 4th,
right,
2024. And so we said that Louisiana became the 28th state with either constitutional carry or permitless carry. And I include permitless carry in there because, well, some people say that all these bills are permitless carry. They're not true constitutional carry because true constitutional carry would have no restriction on it whatsoever. I'm not sure that's exactly correct. I mean, but to me, if most adults can carry a loaded handgun in most public places, either openly or concealed, that's a pretty close enough to call it constitutional carry. So Florida doesn't quite fit because some of the legislators there have a bug against open carry. So in Louisiana, when Governor Landry got elected, he called a special session on crime. And during the special session, which just ended, the legislature passed, and it was almost always by party line vote, but they've got about almost a three quarters majority Republicans in both the House and the Senate there in Louisiana.
Right.
So those are very substantial majorities, and they passed 11 bills as all part of this special session on crime. And SB 1, the first one, is constitutional carry. And then they have SB 2, which is concealed carry permit immunity, which says that if you are justifiably have to use a handgun in self-defense and the perpetrator is injured or killed or their property damaged, they can't sue you for it. Which I thought was, that is in effect in a few other states. But one of the things which I hear repeatedly is, well, you might win the gunfight, but then they're going to sue you for everything you want or you're going to go to jail. Well, we've been winning that battle over and over in many states over the years. And here in Louisiana, they passed a specific bill saying that if you were the perpetrator who caused the actions that led to the gunfight, immediately, we're not talking about some grudge 20 years ago, then you are not able to sue the person who justifiably used their handgun in self-defense. That's a kind of little quirk in the law. If you use a handgun, then you got immunity. If you use a baton or a knife or a pepper spray, I guess you don't have immunity.
Right.
Kind of strange, but, you know, they could have said weapon instead of handgun. They chose handgun. And then there's a number of other ones that I didn't get into much. There's, parole and pardon reform, justice for victims, probation, truth in sentencing. All of these things look to me like they're essentially saying we're going to get tougher on crime. And frankly, Louisiana has a fairly high crime rate, it's one of the highest crime rates of the states in the union. We will see if these 11 bills are able to make much difference. But I can't help but think they're going to help compared to states like, New York and Chicago. Oh, I mean, Illinois. Chicago tends to rule Illinois, and California, where there's big places where they won't prosecute you. Or if they do catch you, you just have to sign on the dotted line, say, I'll be back for court, and they let you go. So I suspect they will have a positive effect. It's hard to know this stuff. Crime is complicated, and passing a bill doesn't necessarily mean that the bill is enforced carefully or regularly, or, you know, a lot of complicated systems involved in this. It's hard to say for sure exactly what will happen. But the SB1, to give you the numbers, it passed 28-10 in the Senate and 76-28 in the House. And it was sent to Governor Landry on a day that only happens once every 4 years, February 29th.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on for me, if you will, because we're coming up on the first break. This article is at amoland.com with 2,400 plus other articles that are out there. Just like this, of various things having to do with the gun industry, the gun companies, all these other things, politics, bears, whatever it is, Dean writes about it. And this is waiting for you, 2,400 plus others. So amoland.com, go look for Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. And we were talking about Louisiana, but there was another state that became a permitless carry state despite itself this week. If you want to, I know you haven't, you've got an article going up about them.
Let me talk a little bit more, mention some stuff that's that leads into the next state, which is South Carolina.
Yes, sir. Please do.
So Louisiana became the 28th member of the Constitutional Carry Club. But the law doesn't go into effect until July 4th. And one of the things we've seen with all of these, every new state that's added to the Constitutional Carry Club, there's always predictions that there's going to be blood in the streets. You know, it's a terrible thing. We'll get more murders. We'll get more death, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it just doesn't happen. I mean, what you see, because now we have 28 on July 4th. Well, we actually have 28 right now, but we'll get to that. Is you don't see an increase in homicide or suicide or anything bad. But if you look at all of the states and you search and search and look at the statistics, you can find where occasionally in a state, just after they pass a constitutional carry law or a shall issue law or whatever, crime rates of a particular category may go up for a little bit, for a little while. And you're going to have these statistical anomalies happen here and there just by the nature of randomness and statistics. But overall, generally, not a lot changes with homicide and suicide rates. And it doesn't change because the effects of these laws appear to be quite small. Now, John Lott has studied this a lot, no pun intended, and he says that you tend to get a slight decrease in homicide rates, overall homicide rates, that is. And from what I've seen of the research, there is a slight increase in justified homicide rates, which is what you'd expect. If you have more people carrying guns around to defend themselves, well, you'd expect a few of them would use them to defend themselves. And you just don't see any change in suicide rates. Now, what happens is that you may get some substitution effect. And that is that maybe somebody who, if you really restrict guns and they can't get a gun, they may substitute to hang themselves or run their car into a concrete barrier or something instead of using a gun. But you just don't see any significant change in suicide or homicide rates. Now, I find it interesting that Louisiana and South Carolina were kind of in a little bit of a contest to see who was going to get the next constitutional carry bill passed. And South Carolina started off with getting their bill in the legislature first and then getting it passed through the House first and then getting it to the Senate first. But then the Senate amended it, and then the Senate sent it back to the South Carolina House.
Right.
And the South Carolina House didn't like the amendment that was put in. And then it was going to go to a conference committee. Well, while that was going on, Louisiana called this special session. They passed the bill in the House. They passed the bill in the Senate. They sent it to the governor, and the governor signed it. Along with 10 other special crime bills. But the bill doesn't go into effect until July 4th. Well, in South Carolina, right after the governor in Louisiana signed the constitutional carry bill, the Senate in South Carolina appointed three members to the conference committee. They hadn't bothered to appoint them before. I think they appointed them on the same day that Louisiana governor signed the constitutional carry bill. Interestingly, the three members, one of them was a Democrat who'd voted against the bill. This is from the Senate. The other was the Senate Majority Leader. I got his name. Let's see, it's Massey, I believe. And then the third one was the sponsor of the bill, Martin. So with when you got Massey had been pretty lukewarm on passing the bill. That's the best I can put it.
Right.
He had opposed constitutional carry bills before, but
yeah, Massey's a fun guy. Yeah, he's funny.
But he did vote to get this version through. So the bill that was ultimately agreed to by the conference committee was very close to the Senate version, but there were a couple of things in there that were a little different. One of them was that there's a list of offices that are that can carry anywhere in any of the gun-free zones. Well, I don't know if they can. I don't think they can necessarily carry in the federal gun-free zones, but they're not required to disarm in many of the gun-free zones in South Carolina. And there are people like judges and police officers and people on active duty. And in the original Senate bill, they included all the legislators, which I thought was okay. I mean, because the more legislators you have carry, the more they're going to get used to it, and the more educated they're going to be about guns, and the more likely you are to get more gun bills passed, at least pro-gun bills. That's the way I see it.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with that. But they took that out of the bill in the conference committee.
The only thing I can't find in this, and they keep talking about the open carry of handguns. It doesn't say anything about the concealed carry of handguns.
Well, there's really... I saw an article that was talking about the open carry, and I'm going, why are they talking about it? It doesn't make a difference. You can open carry or concealed carry under this bill.
Right.
It's not a big difference. Now, you don't get a permit to open carry. You don't have to have a permit to open carry in South Carolina.
Well, not now.
I think you do.
Not now.
Right now you do.
No, now you don't. Well, I mean, before we had open carry with a permit.
Right.
If you had a concealed carry permit, you could carry in the open.
Right. And with this bill, I think the difference between open and concealed carry without a permit, there is none. The difference is somebody can see that. But it's legally, I don't think it has a difference now.
Right.
And with the Senate members of the conference committee were kind of stacked against the bill, in my opinion. I mean, why you would appoint a Democrat who voted against it? Maybe they are just trying to be collegial. I don't know. But the House members had all voted for their version of the bill, and one of those was a Democrat, too.
Right. Hang on right there, if you will. Yeah. Hang on right. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Permitless carry now. 29 states. Not bad. Not bad, America. We're coming along. And even my state has it. There may be hope. I just don't know. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find this article we're discussing at ammoland.com, along with 2,400 plus others. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. A significant meeting between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might be on the horizon. Following a State of the Union address on Thursday, President Biden was caught on a hot mic moment talking with Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, saying, "I told him, BB, and keep this quiet, but you and I are going to have a serious discussion." He was then told by an aide that his microphone was still active. Former President Trump has posted his bail in his defamation case brought by E. Jean Carroll as he seeks to appeal the verdict. In January, a federal jury awarded Carroll more than $83 million in damages. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. Across most states in the country, clocks will spring forward from Saturday night to Sunday morning. At 2 a.m. on Sunday, clocks will be set forward by an hour, extending daylight by 60 minutes in the evening. This adjustment lasts until the clocks are turned back again in the fall. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We're talking permitless carry. Now, I was asking Lee Williams from Second Amendment Foundation about this.
Oh, yeah.
What does permitless carry do in terms of how bad does that short circuit any sort of federal gun control?
Well, it's a reasonable question, but the federal government historically doesn't have any controls on whether you can carry firearms or not. Now, they have these bans on the possession by certain groups of people called prohibited possessors. But that's possession. And obviously, if you're carrying something, you're in possession of it. But they don't have explicit bans on carry. So what a permitless carry bill does, it has a couple of effects. One is it normalizes carry because people say, well, it's a right. I don't have to ask the government for permission before I carry a gun that I legally own. And secondly, it makes it harder for the federal government to go after the people, because the more people that carry, the more normalized it's gotten. I mean, right. I guess I'm saying the same thing twice. So I think what we're seeing, and this is more an effect of the Supreme Court ruling that you have Second Amendment rights and they can't be taken away by the government, is we're seeing an erosion of these numbers of categories of people who are prohibited from possessing guns. For example, violent, right now, anybody who has been convicted of a crime where you could go to jail for more than one day, I mean 1 year, is considered a felon under the federal system, and you're not allowed to have guns. But there have been several cases now that saying, well, look, we have created lots and lots of felonies. So if you cash the bad check in some states, that can be a felony. There's all kinds of nonviolent felonies.
Right.
And we have a couple cases where the judges have ruled, no, you can't take away somebody's fundamental constitutional rights, you know, just because they put the wrong number on an application form for welfare 30 years ago. So in California, we just recently had a case where the California government was saying you can't have a gun if you committed something that was a felony in another state, even if the other state said that they had dismissed that charge and the effect was that you'd never been convicted. So all of this, that ruling was against California in that case, by the way.
Right.
So all of this moves us forward to full recognition of Second Amendment rights. And while the carry permit systems don't have a direct effect on federal law, they have secondary effects, I would say. Now, I wanted to get back to the members of this conference committee. And I know it's down in the weeds in the way legislation passes.
Right.
But I found that the important stuff about whether legislation passes or not is almost always down in the weeds. Right. Very particular, very individualistic. And in this conference committee, Senator Brad, I'm going to say the name, maybe I'll get it wrong, Hutto,
okay,
is a Democrat. He was appointed as chairman of the committee, and then Senator Shane Massey, a Republican, he's the majority leader in the Senate, was in the committee, and then Senator Shane Martin was included. He's the senator sponsor of the constitutional carry bill. And then from the House side, Representative Bobby Cox, who was the sponsor of the bill, and then Micah Caskey, they're both Republicans.
Right.
And then Justin Bamberg, who's a Democrat. But all three of those had voted for the bill, so they're reliable votes. But with, you know, two votes that are kind of contrary to constitutional carry, they basically settled for a version that was a little bit better than the Senate bill, but not a lot of changes.
Right.
And there's some things in the bill that I don't like, but most bills have something I don't like. I mean, we have found that it's better to get half a loaf than no loaf at all.
Right.
Because then you go back the next time and you ask for half of what's left. And eventually you get it to something that's fairly easy to live with. Right. So, and it turned out that Governor McMaster's wanted increased penalties for people who carried illegally. Of course, there's a lot less people carrying illegally once you pass constitutional carry.
Right.
And so, yeah. So that was included in there, but it didn't seem to be too onerous to me. And they as I recall, there's something in the bill that says that if you're carrying in a gun-free zone, that's not one of the offenses that you're going to get mandatory penalties for in order to lose your right.
I'm going to tell you what the governor's problem is. Where the seat of state government is, it's on the top of a hill on a street called Gervais. And as you go down Gervais, you can turn, you go down about, I don't know, a mile and a half maybe, and you can turn right on this street that is called Hardin. And Hardin is going to lead you into this very old, bohemian, beautiful shopping area called Five Points. Now, Five Points during the day is fun. Five Points at night is where, I mean, everybody that has a shop besides a bar closes at before sundown because the Bloods and the Crips come in.
Uh-huh.
And they're also just down the street from the University of South Carolina. And they're also just down the street from this very old moneyed neighborhood called Shandon. So the whole idea that he was looking for increased, that was what that was about. That was about all of these gangbangers, because apparently they're getting by. And I don't know what the problem with that is. In Columbia, the mayor of Columbia always looks the other way for a lot of stuff. They want to have their own little gun control fiefdom that the Attorney General, Alan Wilson, is constantly having to assume for them.
Well, we have the bill. It's passed. Yep. I think it'll be improved in later sessions of the government. While this is only peripheral, I'm probably going to write a review about it. Have you ever read Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's biography, My Grandfather's Son?
I have not.
He grew up, he grew up in Georgia, so it's not too far from you there.
Right.
And got some interesting stuff in it. But to get back to South Carolina, when McMaster signed the bill, and he signed it just a couple hours ago is what I understand.
Right.
It goes into effect immediately.
Yeah.
Whereas the Louisiana bill doesn't go into effect until July 4th. So in a way, South Carolina kind of, they could argue that they were the 28th member, not the 29th.
I guess they could, but I mean, the fact of the matter is this. The fact that they got it in there and it got signed today, it's more like Christmas, because this has been a 10-year project for South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Finally dragging it across the finish line is a good thing. Now,
I think it's been that long in Louisiana, too.
Yeah. Hold on for me, if you will. This article that we're referencing about Louisiana becoming the 28th state, well, you'll find that at amaland.com, where Gene has well over 2,400 other articles as well, all waiting for you. In the archive, Amaland is the biggest website of its type on the planet today. And Dean is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its type on the planet. So, do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. And we've been talking permitless carry. Do we want to go to California, IA?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about permitless carry because I got some comments I think would be helpful.
That'd be
one
cool.
Is that we have now got 29 states, but
right.
The question might be, and that comes out to 67.5% of the land area of the United States. So we've got constitutional carry from the Canadian border down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And from the Atlantic Ocean all the way, you got that California, Oregon, Washington don't have it, but Alaska does. So we could say it's on Pacific waters as well. And over two-thirds of the area of the United States is now covered by permitless or constitutional carry. Now, I think the best guess for the next constitutional carry state, the next one to join the club, will be North Carolina. And the reason I think that's the case is because they have been fooling around with constitutional carry bills for a while. And Mark Robinson, I think that's correct,
yep.
Was the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. And he became the lieutenant governor in large part because he gave an impassioned Second Amendment speech at Greenville, North Carolina, a few years ago. And he parlayed that all the way into becoming lieutenant governor. And he's done, from what I read, a good job as lieutenant governor. And as a prominent black man and defender of the Second Amendment, he won the primary for the Republican to become the Republican candidate for governor in November. So he will probably become the governor of North Carolina.
Right.
And it's hard for me to believe that with his attitude and his record, that with the governor backing it, you won't be able to get a constitutional carry bill through in North Carolina next year.
Well, they do have Paul Vallone.
Oh, and Vallone is brilliant,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean, I've known Paul for a while. I've talked to him. And he is, I just have to say, he's just better at politics than I am. He understands the system. He understands pressure points. He is good at math and counting votes and discreetly letting people know that if you don't vote with us, we'll work against you. Maybe not so discreetly at times. Whichever way it works better, and Paul seems to know which way to take it at what time. So, yes, with Paul there, and when Mark Robinson becomes governor, I think you'll have a very good chance that North Carolina will become the next constitutional carry state. Now, there's a couple others that could happen, but they depend on changes of governors, kind of like North Carolina. I think Wisconsin could become a constitutional carry state if we get a strong Republican governor. But right now we've got Tony Evers, who's a terrible far-left governor, in my opinion.
Right.
Pennsylvania actually passed constitutional carry and have it vetoed by a Democrat governor. So if you could somehow get a, you know, reliable, safe, fraud-free vote in Pennsylvania, you might get a Republican governor. It's possible. It's happened before. And if you got a good Republican governor in Pennsylvania, they would probably pass constitutional carry.
Right.
So those are probably our best possibilities for constitutional carry. But 29 states is not bad, and the Supreme Court watches this stuff. They can read the newspaper. They can read better than most people. They're very good at reading. And I think they can sense when the public and the culture is changing. And clearly, we've been changing in favor of restoring Second Amendment rights rather than infringing on them more for probably 20 years.
Right. Okay.
And of course, they're usually, when I watch the arguments, there's at least six justices on the Supreme Court, probably seven, that can add and subtract and use basic logic. And, I think it's when you read the actual statistics instead of the stuff, the things that are made to appear to show something when they actually don't, it's pretty clear that whether you have permitless carry or shall issue permits, it doesn't make a very large amount of difference one way or another. No matter which way you look at it, the differences are small enough that you have to get into really sophisticated statistical analysis. And when you get into that level, you're never quite sure if you're really seeing something that's real or not.
Right.
So why not enforce the right to keep and bear arms? First off, I would say you should anyway, as a matter of policy, of simple honor, morality. It's in the Constitution. You should enforce it. And that's what probably at least four or five of the justices, probably six, maybe even seven, believe that. I mean, they call themselves textualists and originalists, and pretty clear that's what the text and original meaning was. So, and I just saw somebody did a paper, and a European historian said the Second Amendment was never really meant to confer an individual right. And I'm going, who's he reading? Because I don't see that. So, if you'd like to go to another state, we can talk about a different state.
Right. You want to talk about California? You got about 2 minutes.
A lot of stuff is happening in California.
Yep.
So I just give an overview. One is that the a three-judge panel said that you can't ban speech about guns and say it's about safety. It violates both First and Second Amendment, and that was a recent decision. There are several cases in California that are ongoing. Judge Benitez, who's known affectionately throughout much of the gun culture as Saint Benitez, wrote an absolutely brilliant decision that California could not ban billy clubs because billy clubs are an arm. Arms are protected by the Second Amendment. They've been around forever. People didn't actually try to ban them until quite late. And the California statute that is an absolute prohibition on owning them, possessing them, carrying them, selling them, making them is clearly unconstitutional because it's the first one that came into existence about 1917, way later than when the Second Amendment was ratified and way later than when the 14th Amendment was ratified.
Right.
And to say that people can't carry around a stick foot and a half long and use it for protection, well, he didn't say it was silly, but he said it was silly in much nicer words. He said anybody from 8 to 80 can make one of these. It's not that hard. And we're saying that somebody can't carry a stick around to defend themselves from packs of dogs. That's part of what he said in the decision.
Right.
So
I saw
California has
some dogs, yeah.
Good judges, but they're going to be going through a lot of judicial actions before we get rid of a lot of the infringements there.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so we're going to leave that there for the moment. Dean's stuff, well over 2,400 plus other articles that you can find at amoland.com. A very unique archive for you there, because Amoland is the biggest website of his type. And Dean has written about literally everything in the gun industry, everything in politics, everything that has to do with a firearm. He's written about it one way, shape, or another. And it's, you know, take a bunch of sandwiches and go check that out, because most of the stuff that he writes is evergreen. It's never going to be based on some sort of a time constraint. It'll still mean something today, even if it's years old. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It is always a pleasure, Bill. I'm glad to come on the air with you anytime.
There you go. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.